In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Let's play a quick game of naming opposites. So light,
dark.
All, down, clean, empty, love. All right. The thing with opposites is that they cannot both occupy the same space at the same time. You cannot have both all and none in the same place. You cannot have both love and hate. You cannot have both empty and full. So what about faith? What's the opposite of faith? Now today we observe Reformation Day, which falls on October the 31st. On that day in 1517, Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. Those of you who have been on the Germany trip have stood outside that church looking at those doors, pondering what a great effect posting those 95 Theses have had on the world, spiritually and politically. Luther emphasized three great solas: sola gratia, sola fide, and sola scriptura. Grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Our epistle lesson today from Romans addresses the middle sola, faith alone. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. So what is the opposite of faith? It seems from this reading an obvious opposite of faith is works. Faith trusts in what Jesus has done. Works puts its trust in what you do. But there's another opposite of faith in these verses. And that opposite is boasting. Boasting looks in the wrong direction and focuses on the wrong thing. Your boasting has you looking away from God and instead looking to yourself. Looking to your own intelligence, your own goodness, your own perseverance. And boasting has you telling others how good you are compared to how bad others are. It's quite easy to fall into the mindset of thinking you're better, smarter, holier than others. I know I have. Far too many times I've fallen prey to the temptation of boasting. The temptation to boasting is particularly acute for Lutherans on Reformation Day. It's easy to start to think that we are just so much smarter, so much purer, so much holier, so much better than those in the Roman Catholic Church and other churches. Now, I'm very glad Martin Luther rediscovered the truth of the gospel, and I'm very glad to be a Lutheran, but I am no better than anyone else. I remain, by nature, sinful and unclean. You are no better than anyone else. You also remain, by nature, sinful and unclean. In the truth rediscovered by Martin Luther, there is no room for boasting about yourself. And yet there is a great desire in all of us to boast. There's a terrible tendency to look at others and what they do and judge yourself to be better, smarter, holier than that other person. The devil loves it. The devil loves to have you look down on others and boast about yourself. Think for a moment. Who is that person? Who are those people in your family, at school, at work, at church? People you find yourself looking down upon them and puffing yourself up.
Who have you talked badly about or badly to? It's awfully attractive to believe that you are better than that other person. Too often we find ourselves in the position of the Pharisee in Luke 18. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Pharisee talks to God about all the good things that the Pharisee is doing and how he is so much better than the tax collector. The tax collector pleads for mercy. The boasting one talks and talks and talks all about herself and how good she is and how smart she is and how holy she is. With boasting, there's no room for faith. So what's the cure? What's the antidote? What medicine can the boasting one take to drive out his boasting, make room for faith? The remedy for boasting is the law of God. The law of God stops the boasting. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. The boasting one talks about himself. The law stops his boasting. Hearing the law applied to your life shows you your sin, takes away any grounds for boasting. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Boasting looks in the wrong direction, and it looks for the wrong things. Boasting talks. The law silences the boasting. Through the law comes knowledge of sin. The law shows you that you're a sinner who needs a Savior. The law shows you you need the gift of righteousness from God. The law cannot save you. The law points you away from yourself and points you to Jesus. The law leaves you silent, letting another speak for you. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? It is finished. Your sins are forgiven. Faith does not look to itself. Faith looks in the right direction and looks at the right thing. Faith looks to Jesus, the Christ, suffering and dying and rising for you. Faith looks to the blood of Jesus as the propitiation, the appeasement of God. Faith looks to the resurrected Jesus as evidence that the payment is enough. All your sins are forgiven. Death is conquered forever. You have eternal life in Christ. Faith looks to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Faith looks to Jesus as the one who justifies. Faith looks to the only thing that can save. Faith looks to the blood of Jesus, to the cross of Christ, to to the empty tomb. Faith alone. The cross silences self-righteous boasting because in faith there is no boasting except in the cross of Christ. On that cross, outside Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, you find forgiveness, life, and salvation. From that cross is poured out for you mercy and grace delivered to you in the Word of God, in holy baptism, and in the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. In the cross and the empty tomb, you find the source and object of your faith, Jesus, for you. Grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise for the creedal hymn.